Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is a new day, the day that our Lord has made. The new day is Friday, the first Friday of this month of June, June 3, 2022. Happy new month to everyone. It is a new month and God has installed for us good stuff, good blessings. So we thank God this morning for allowing us to be to see this new day, the day that he has made, and allowing us to have one more day for us to come before him, to stand on the gap and intercede for others and encourage each other this morning at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are just excited with what God is doing with this body of Christ. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are praying a prayer of agreement. We are in agreement because there is power in a prayer of agreement. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight. We are more than two here. We are more than three. And we are believing God for putting thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And we just thank God for his presence that is sufficient for us in this circle of friends. And we do have him, the one who is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So let's go before the Lord and say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, the one who was, who is, and is to come, the one who does not change. We thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done or think or not do that is not pleasing to you, Lord. We pray that you forgive us, Father. Have mercy on us, O God. Yes, according to your unfailing love, you are full of love. You are God who is great in compassion, and you can blot out, wash away all our transgressions, Father. Wash away all our iniquities, Lord, and cleanse us from all our sins, those we have done knowingly or unknowingly, Father, by submission or by omission, Father. We pray that you forgive us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Father God. We glorify your name for cleansing us with your face of a Father and washing us clean that we are whiter than snow. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for not withholding your Holy Spirit from us, Father, not hiding your face from us, Father. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of clean heart, a pure heart, Father, and renewing a steadfast spirit within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for restoring the joy of your salvation, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, and giving us your Holy Spirit. Spirit, the one who sustains us, Father, the one who leads us and guides us, Father, the one who teaches us all the hidden things Yes, of you, O our Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you for meeting each and every one of us, our needs, Father, that your goodness and your mercy, it follows us all the days of our lives. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, Father God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, that you continue, Father God, to give us strength, Father, that we are strong and courageous, and that we are not even intimidated by the tricks of the enemy. We are not frightened at all. Yes, we are not dismayed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, that you, our Lord, you are with us. You are the one who said you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are with us, Father, wherever we go, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, you are always present. You are Jehovah Shammah. Yes, the one who is always present, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You even said, even when we pass through the waters, yes, the waters of life, they will not sweep us out. Yes, they will not overflow us or drown us, Father. The waters of life, yes, they cannot drown us at all. Even if we walk through the fire, Father, the fires of life, they cannot burn us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, even the flames cannot scorch us at all, because you are with us, Father. Yes, the Holy One of Israel. Yes, you are our Savior, our Abba Father, our Heavenly Father. You are our everlasting Father. You are the Father to the fatherless, the defender, yes, of those who cannot defend themselves, those who are weak, who cannot defend themselves. You are their defender. You are the defender of the widows, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the only one, the Holy One of Israel, the one who can set us free. Yes, for you, when you set us free, we are free indeed. We thank you, Lord, for you are our liberator, the one who rescued us from the hand of the enemy, from the hand of the oppressor, who is a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, Father God. We trust you, Lord. We depend on you, Lord. We trust you with all our hearts, Father. And we do not lean on our own understanding. Ending in all our ways, Father God, we acknowledge you, for you direct our paths, Father. You make our path straight. We thank you, Father God, for making anything and everything that is crooked in our life straight, Lord, for making anything and everything that is rough in our life smooth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, as we lift up our eyes this morning. We lift them up into the hills, Father. We lift them up unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth, the one who does not sleep, who does not slumber nor sleep, Father. You are the one who watches
Israel, you neither slumber nor sleep. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, as we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, you are our Lord. You are our refuge, our fortress. You remain our God, and we trust you. We depend on you, Father, as we stand on the gap, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus, and intercede and cry out for the status of our nation, Father, the status of our of the world as a whole, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, yes, as you command us in 2 Chronicles 7, Father, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, yes, yes, in the name of Jesus, and seek my face, and pray and turn away from their wicked ways, and then you, our Heavenly Father, you will hear us from heaven, and you forgive our sins, Lord, and you heal our land. So, Father God, by faith, we stand on the gap and pray, Father, and intercede and confess our sins, confess the sins of our brothers and sisters, the four corners of the world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you forgive us, Lord, and heal our land, Father. We turn away from all our wicked ways in the mighty name of Jesus, and restore us back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, I honor you, Lord. Yes, because the enemy who is a thief is going at rampage right now. But we know we serve a mighty God, the one who is able to do anything and everything that men cannot do. We pray, Father God, for those families, Father. Yes, the ones in New York, they still have a few more people to bury. And the ones in Texas, they have started burying their people. Now we hear about what's going on in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all other places, Father. To hear that there are over 200 and some murders and shootings that have already occurred in this country by this time of the year, Father. Lives taken prematurely. Because we know, Father God, it is the work of the enemy, who is a thief, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you, Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That's why we keep on believing for the salvation, for the deliverance and healing of the people, Father, because we know that they are being used by the enemy. But if they allow themselves, Father, and surrender to you, you will be the driver of their life, and you will turn their hard hearts and give them a heart of flesh, Father, so that they will love. So we are believing, Father God, for men and women, for their salvation from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are believing for 2,200 souls this year, 2022. And Father God, soften their hearts, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that when you stand at the door of their hearts and you knock, they will let you in. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you break every yoke, every addiction, every stronghold, whatever it is that is driving and making people do this kind of thing, to just kill and murder children in the mighty name of Jesus. That's why we keep on praying and praying and praying and believing for the restoration of families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the family will, the fathers be restored back to their sons and to their families, and be priests of their own households and be leaders of their families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and be lovers of their own wives, of their wives, as Christ loved the church, and wives submitting themselves to their own husbands and caring for their families, and children obeying their parents, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just pray, Father God, that the families be restored, Father, back to you, and Lord Jesus be the head, oh God, of each and every family, even single parent family household, Father. Lord Jesus be the head of that family and restore the love, siblings loving each other, brothers and sisters loving each other, everyone in their rightful place, operating the way you have created us to operate, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for comforting these families, Father. I thank you, Lord. Only you, Lord, can comfort. Only you, Holy Spirit, can comfort. Because, Father God, you said you will not leave us alone. You will not leave us comfortless, but you will leave us with your Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, to comfort all these families, Father. We pray even for our leaders as they make decisions, Father, that you touch their hearts, that they will not be driven by ego and power for themselves, not be driven by money and manipulating people who do not have money, who are less privileged, but that they be leaders for all people and come and support and put rules and regulations that are for the betterment of all people, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, yes, for the executive branches, Father. Yes, those who are our national and international leaders, our local leaders, Father, that they do what is right. Our president, Joe Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris, and their cabinet. We pray, Father God, that you strengthen them and surround them with men and women of wisdom. They will advise them, rightfully advise them, Father. And when advice is submitted, that they will obey and follow through on good advices, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, our legislative branch, Father, yes, the Senate, the House of Representatives, and our judicial branch, the Supreme Court, the lower court, and the Congress, that they will support and enforce good laws, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them wisdom to come up with ideas, Father, good ideas to do what is right and to govern well, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for protecting and shielding all the military community, all the branches of the military, Lord, our education system. Some schools have already closed for the summer break. I just pray, Father God, for the protection of the children during this summer break, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the provision of the parents. Some they need a reliable, all need reliable caregivers of their children while the parents are at work. I just pray, Father God, that those who are left in charge and in care of the children, that they do what is right, not to take advantage of these young people, little people, and take advantage of them and misuse and abuse them. I just pray, Father God, that any and every abuse be exposed exposed, Father, and that whoever abuses the children will be dealt with, Father, with the laws of the land, and also that they come to repentance, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that they will not do it again. I thank you, Father God, for all our health system, that it functions well, and our workforce system, whether it is a private or it's public or Christian-based, faith-based, all the work system, everything done in decent and in order, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, and we pray for the church, the body of Christ, all our spiritual leaders, Father, yes, that you have given us for the furtherance of the gospel, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists and pastors and teachers, Father, those who are in the mission field in a foreign land and spreading the good news, spreading your word, Father, as they are adjusting this, learning the language and the culture. I just pray, Father God, for your anointing, the anointing that breaks the yoke for the body of Christ, even those in the ministry of service, whether they are in the usher board, they are hospitality team, those who attend the parking lots and whatever, where this, the media people, Father, the administrators, those who help your people, Father, yes, your servants, as they further the gospel, I just pray, Father God, as a body of Christ, that we all function the way we should function, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and all stay connected to you, Lord. Yes, for you are the true vine, and we are the branches, Father, and that every branch that is connected to the true vine will produce fruit, and much, much fruit, and as a body of Christ, as believers, Father, the followers of Christ, the ambassadors of Christ, the ones who represent you, that we represent you well on this earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just thank you, Father God, for the body of Christ as a church to function the way we should function in order, Father. Be disciplined, Father, for we are your disciples. We are your ambassadors, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, and for each and every one of us, if there is anyone who is sick in their bodies, I just pray, Father God, for your healing power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus, the one who was wounded for all our transgressions, and the one who was bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon by his stripes. We are healed by your stripes, Lord Jesus. We are healed. So I decree and declare complete and total healing for each and every one of us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in all areas of our life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that anything and everything that is out of order, that it operates and functions in order, in the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. And we consider it done, and we seal this breakthrough by the precious blood of Jesus that the enemy cannot steal from us, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning. Good morning, good morning, everybody, and happy new year. It is a new year, and we thank God for his goodness and his love that endureth forever. So this morning, before we get our lines open and acknowledge who is here, and we're just going to go ahead and go into the Word, our scripture of the week. And today is a good day. It is the third day, day number 3 of our fasting and praying. And we are fasting and praying focusing on 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse is 14 through 16, and verse 20 through 22. And we have been blessed and encouraged throughout this week. And we have been encouraged to have a relationship with our God, that we praise him regardless of whatever opposition or who is on our side. We praise God no matter what. And we have been encouraged and that we need understanding of who our God is in order for us to be able to praise him and be knowledgeable of who our God is. So it has been a good week. And I just want to share a few more scriptures with us, and then we will get our lines open. And if no one has, or if you had not yet read the scripture of the week, I would encourage you to do so and just to read the whole book to get the sense and the feel of it. But let me just read 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 14 through 16, where it says, talking about David, wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might. So he was dancing with all his strength, with all his might, while he and all Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and sound of trumpets. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw David, King David, leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. So we know the relationship between Michal and David, because she is the wife that Saul gave to David after he killed Goliath. So, you know, that was the kind of the relationship. So she was the wife of his youth. So that's how tight the relationship and how tight the friendship was. And regardless of that, she still despised him, didn't encourage him. So we, as believers, we are not surprised when our loved ones, those who are close to us, those whom we think we trust and depend on, when they discourage us, not only in praising God, in worshiping God, but in other things. You know, there is power in the tongue. You know, life and death are in our tongues. And when people say negative things, when they say discouraging things, it discourages you. Whether that person is a believer or is not a believer, when words are spoken, you know, they come to happen. And we can learn and see, even in the world, when you see what is going on in the world, and when you see even the politicians, they are the people we see all the time, and they say one thing, and they believe what they are saying, even if it is a lie, even if they are not going to do what they are promising, but we believe it because there is power in what they say, and we trust what they have said, and eventually, you know, what people say will happen. Probably it hasn't been a very good example, but even if we look in our family life, we look back, our bringing up, you know, whether we were being encouraged or we were not being encouraged, but we thank God that when we come to Christ, we become new creation and all things pass away, and behold, everything becomes new. So we are now new creations. We do not live on what was said to us. If we were brought up or grown up in a way that negative things were said to us, and that we will not mount to nothing, and all those, and now because we are new creations, all things have passed away, and we have the power and the authority with the blood of Jesus to cut down all those generational curses and all what the enemy has done. Even those that are being said to us today, I do appreciate Pastor Darlene with all the confession and what she has said. If no one has started using it, I will encourage you to start blessing yourself and your family and speak the word of God. It will take time for you to be able to memorize and be able to do it from your heart, from memory. But myself, I'm still learning, and I still use my paper. I send and I read it out loud, and whatever the Holy Spirit puts in my heart to add on top of those sentiments and those sentences, I do so, and it's becoming life. And we have to do it over and over and over so that we can see results. And if we do the same thing that doesn't bring results over and over, we still don't get results. So the word of God has been tried and tested, and it works. It is life, because his word is life. It is life. I don't know why I got sidetracked, but let's get back to track. Amen. Minister Horsley kind of steered up my heart. I know this whole week I've been kind of feasting in the book of Psalms. And when she quoted, I believe it was Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways to acknowledge him, and that he will direct our path. She has a way. God anointed her with special anointing that when she explains, it just touches you in a way. I don't know about you, but I am so excited, and just every one of us, it's like my lifeline. These prayer, praise, and deliverance. This circle of friends is my lifeline. When I miss or be caught up in work, since we are back in the office now, it's like, oh, somebody stop by and disturb me. I am on the middle of something important and I miss some areas. I will still go back and call in if I miss anything, because it is a lifeline to me. So we need to trust God. And in order for us to trust God, we need to have a relationship with him. You can't trust a God whom you don't have a relationship with. You can't even trust your friend or your spouse if you do not have a relationship. What made you become spouses? What made you become friends? Is because you trust each other and have a relationship and understanding of who they are and knowledgeable. And how do we do it with God? We have to go in his word. That's the way we can understand him and have knowledgeable what kind of a God he is, and how we can praise him is to have an understanding of who he is. And David, in Psalms, there are so many Psalms where he praises God, and I pick a few to share with you. So if you can grab your piece of paper and pen and write these Psalms, there are so many. Actually, in some versions, when you reach like Psalm 50, it will say Psalm 50 to Psalm 100 and something or whatever. They are all about giving thanks to the Lord. They are all about praising God. You know, at times we run out of ways how to praise him, how to worship him, and we just don't know how to pray. And the Bible says we ourselves really don't know how to pray, but we have the Holy Spirit who intercedes for us, who prays for us, and he is our teacher. He teaches us these hidden things of God. So that's why we rely on him and just go to the word. So just to open your Bible and read it out loud and read, and where there is somebody's name, David's name or whatever, try to put yourself there. And the more you do it, it becomes personal. At first, you start reading as if you are reading. And before you know it, it becomes personal. And I mean, look at how believable the actors make us believe when they are acting. You know, the actors, when they are acting and they get in a character in a way that you would think it's real. You know what you are seeing on screen is acting, but you end up believing, and it looks so real. And that's what happens when you get the word of God and you read it and read it out loud. And at first you are just reading. The more you do it and read and read and read out loud, you become. And it becomes so personal. And then it becomes part and parcel of your life. So I bet you are ready with your a piece of paper or notebook and pen. And the first scripture is Psalm 107, verses 1 through 3, and also verse 8 and 9. You can read the whole psalm, but we're going to focus on these three verses for the sake of sharing. And by the way, today is day 3 of our fasting. And if you have not started, you can join us today or any other day, because when we fast, it does not make God any bigger, but it helps us. It doesn't help God to be a big God or a powerful God, but it helps us to be connected, to be inclined with God, so that we are sensitive and we hear his heartbeat and focus on him. Because it's not just staying away from food. Because when we just stay away from food, that is called diet. But when it is fasting, we have a purpose. It is intentional that the time I spend preparing a meal or sitting down and eating a meal, I take that time and I read the word, I worship God, I pray, and I do things that edify and feed my soul. So it is good for us. So today is day number 3. And Psalm 107, verses 1-3, and verse 8 and 9. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the land, from east and west, from north and south, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirst and fills the hungry with good things. That's why we give thanks unto the Lord, because he is good and his love endures forever. And it says, all those gathered from all lands, from all walks of life, east, west, here at this circle of friends. Majority of us have never met. We are from different states. We have people all the way from California. They call and they sacrifice because there is time difference. So that's about 4 hours difference. So it will be around what, two-ish, probably around 2 in the morning when they call in, because they and found out there is something good here, and they sacrifice to do that. And we have some from other countries as well. Some they call in later after we get off the line. Some they call in and participate with us, even if they do not say anything, because this is the fulfillment of the word that we give thanks unto the Lord, all of us, all lands, from east and west, from north and south, we give thanks unto the Lord. So we are doing exactly what the word of God commands us to do. The other one is Psalm 34. These are not in any order. of importance. They are all equally important. Psalm 34, verses 1 to 3, and verses 8 and 9. I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Test and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people. For those who fear him lack nothing. So you actually gain by praising God, by fearing God, you gain, you lack nothing. So we exalt the Lord at all times, even when our friends discourage us, when our family members despise us, we praise God at all times. And we always, always want our lips, the praise be on our lips at all times. Just like I had worked with people, especially my team I had when I was in Jacksonville, I had a lot of military retirees, and that way in my team, I don't know what happens when people go to the military, whether they learn a different language, but one thing I observed, majority of them use a lot of cursing and swearing, and it becomes second nature to them, even if they don't intend to or want to. But one day, many years ago, the Holy Spirit told me, gave me some wisdom to help them, learn to stop and think before you say a swear word or a curse word. And I bought myself a jar, and I said, each time you say a curse word in my presence, you put a quarter. Each time you say a word, I had a few stubborn ones. They will just come with a $5 bill or a $2 bill and say, okay, I will just put my money in advance. And there were some who worked so hard. I have two people who are still in touch with me, and one of them has already retired again. And they say, you were so instrumental to help me, control myself when I curse, because I would just think about, oh, I owe you this much. And not that it was a lot of money, a quarter, but it helped me to stop and think and hold my tongue. Although there are times it will slip off, but I hold my tongue. Then when we come to the Christian community, even our grandkids or our grandchildren, I have heard testimonies after testimonies, because each time we just say, praise the Lord, oh, thank you, Jesus. And they don't understand why we are saying that, but his praises is continually in our mouths. We always praise God, because this is the life we are in, and there is power. Sometimes we are praying, we don't even know that we are praying. Even when we tell somebody, God bless you, oh, thank you so much, God bless you. Some people, they are not even believers, but there is power in the tongue. When they say, but God bless you, I receive it. I say, thank you, I receive it, because I want God to bless me, and there is power in the tongue. So we have to exalt him at all times, and his praises always be on our lips. And the last scripture I want to share is Psalm 103. This is another good one, but we are not going to read the whole. We will just pick the first verses 1 through 10, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It is beneficiary to praise God. When we praise God, there is a whole host of benefits that comes with praising God. So let's go through these benefits. I am on verse 3. who forgives all our iniquities. As we praise God, forgiveness flows towards us. It comes to us. Who heals all our diseases. When we praise God, healing comes. Has it happened to you? I don't know about you. Myself, sometimes I feel so, something happening in my body. I feel sick. I feel a discomfort. But when I start praising God and focus on praising God, before I know it, I don't even pay attention to the pain. And as I go further and further in praising God, by the time I say amen, I am well. I am healed. The pain has disappeared. So these are the benefits of praising God as we focus on praising God. And verse 4, who redeems thy life from destruction? When we praise God, he is our redeemer. He redeems us from destruction. When our minds are wandering and thinking this, put it down, think this, put it down, we are now depressed, we are anxious, our minds are wandering. But when we focus on praising God, he redeems us from destruction. By the time you finish praising God, you come back, you are focused, you can think clearly. Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? You can do both. If you praise God, his love flows on you. You just start being able to tolerate and handle some things that you couldn't do. Because when you praise him, there is some glory and some anointing that comes with you. Look at Moses when he went up on the mountain. And when he came down, people could not even look at him. The glory was so shining on him. There are times people ask me, oh, what do you put on your face? Your skin is so clear. And those are the days when I don't even have a makeup on my face. And I say, thank you, Lord, and I am convinced, and I have told myself over and over, it is the glory of the Lord. There is nothing, there is nothing special about my face or my skin, but it is God's glory, his favor. So when we praise him, he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Verse 5, he satisfies our mouth with good things. As I said earlier, that he satisfies us, we need to speak positive, speak the word, declare and decree the word. He satisfies our mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. Our youth and people, I mean, people ask you, and you, I bet it has happened to you as well, my brothers and sisters, that we are aging well. It's not because we are so special. It is his grace. That's one of the benefits of praising God. That's one of the benefits of being his child, is he renews our youth. He renews us like eagles. Because we are not stressed out. Stress is what ages people. Stress is what attracts diseases and sicknesses. So if we live a stress-free life, if we live a joyful life, a happy life, just praising God and loving and kindness is in our camp, renews our youth like eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto children of Israel. And verse 8 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. That's the God we serve, because his mercies and his grace are new every morning. He is slow to anger and full of mercy, plenteous in mercy. Verse 9, he will not always chide or accuse. Our God is not an accuser. We know of only one accuser of the brethren, the one who accuses the saints, who is the enemy, who is the devil. But our God, he is always a child. He does not accuse us. Neither will he keep his anger forever. He does not keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sins. He does not deal with us with our past. He doesn't deal with us with our shortcomings, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Because our God is slow in to anger and great in mercy. That's the God we serve. Oh, let's just pick verses 11 and 12. For as the heaven is higher above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he moved our transgressions from us. That's why we praise him. He is so good. Who wouldn't praise such a God, such an able God, such a loving God? We give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercies endures forever and ever. So regardless, my brothers and sisters, whether we are feeling totally hopeless, whether we are feeling weak, it doesn't matter. We praise him. When nothing seems to be changing, we still praise God. When our losses seem to be more than our gains, seem to be more than our wins, we praise him anyhow. When tears on our cheeks seem to be more than our smiles, we still praise him, because we know joy comes in the morning. When our experiences seem to be painful and, you know, and pointless at times, and we are like, this doesn't make any sense, we still praise our God. When things seem not to be easy, praise God. It seems not to be easy, but we praise him even like that. Yes, we praise God, for the spirit of heaviness flee from us as we praise God. So my brothers and sisters, the lines are open. Let us praise God. It's not time to ask for anything. Let's not ask anything from him, but just praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
It's because of you, Father. I praise you. You are a provider, Father.
In the name of Jesus. So Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Once again, I love you and have a great weekend. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.